Today's gospel, we see our Lord sending out the 12 apostles, and after his ascension, he'll send them out by means of his Spirit, assigning them each of their own provinces in which they were to preach. Now, today we celebrate this votive mass in this year of St. Joseph, in honor of St. Joseph, it being Wednesday, the day dedicated to St. Joseph. And to St. Joseph was entrusted not a particular province or other, but the whole world. And we see this figured or prefigured in today's first reading. From the book of Genesis, we have Pharaoh, who has made Joseph, who is a type of St. Joseph, his viceroy, okay, in charge of all of his possessions. And when hunger came to be felt throughout the land of Egypt, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh directed all the Egyptians to go to Joseph and do whatever he told them. So in this reading, Pharaoh is, believe it or not, a figure of God. Okay, the people of God and our needs, we tend to go to God and ask him for what we need. But God is glorified in his saints. And so God wants us to go to St. Joseph. Now it says, all the world came to Joseph to obtain rations of grain, for famine had gripped the whole world. There is spiritual famine throughout the whole world. That is, every single soul who is living on the face of this earth has spiritual needs. Okay, and they are to go to Joseph to get those needs met. And so we can say there's a hierarchy of intercession with God the Father. We have Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father, and he shows his Father his wounds. This is the power of his intercession with the Father. We also have Our Lady, who is a universal mother and mediatrix. And what does she do? She intercedes with her son, and she shows her son her womb, the womb that bore him and from which he took his flesh. Now, St. Joseph is with our Lord and Our Lady in heaven, and he is interceding as patron of the universal church. And what does he do? He shows Jesus and Mary his calloused hands. Those hands that worked and labored to support them throughout their lives. And so with great confidence, the entire church, the whole world, should go to Joseph in all of our spiritual needs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.